what's the deal with the bumping? Make you guys practice out here the whole time?
It's a little bit of a lighter workout today. Definitely a lighter workout today. We pushed the week up, obviously, to get more time in on this team, and we're going to have a nice, we've really got all of our information in and all of our stuff into the game plan, so we're really trying to come back today and have a great review of everything that we're doing, and it will encompass a lot of things. So because it's more of a mental day, we're not going to be out there sweating too much, so we'd rather, you know, let them go out there to the bubble and really be able to focus on what we need to focus on mentally.
How have teams not been able to figure Elvis out, or is it just that they have and he's just that good?
I think, you know, first of all, he is a very good football player, and he does a lot of different things. He's a unique pass rusher. I think that most tackles and most linemen would agree. You know, his lack of height combined with his strength and power and the fact that he has real long arms for a shorter guy, it's kind of a different combination. There's not many people that you block in this league that are like that. And then the style of rush, I think also anytime, and I think Elvis would be the first one to tell you this, anytime you have somebody that has individual success as a pass rusher, he knows that it's not just him. There's some other designs in the rush that we use that, you know, other people are doing things that may end up helping single him or free him to get to the quarterback to do his job. And, you know, we have a lot of guys that are unselfish that work hard at doing those kind of things. And they aren't really concerned about which one of them gets the sack or the pressure or the hit on the quarterback. They just want to, you know, work together to make sure that we get some pressure on them.
You guys have Ty Law, they have Chris Chambers, came in midseason, picked it up right away.
Yep.
Contributing a lot. How much of a challenge is that for a guy to come in cold halfway through the NFL season and be able to contribute?
I think if you're talking about a veteran player, I think you got a, you know, a guy who's played in the league a long time, that has had success, that has been a good football player, that knows, you know, that terminology can only be so different. You know, Ty Law knows that this terminology is a little different than what he's used to. But, you know, Ty and I have even had some conversations about how to, you know, there's some things here that we call differently that he and I in our background know as, you know, some other term. Well, we just kind of put it together and give him the best chance to feel comfortable on the field. I think the same thing's true with Chambers. You know, he's played in a lot of different systems. I don't think it's that difficult to figure out, you know, if you're a smart guy that's been through a lot of different, you know, coaches and styles and philosophies and terminology, you know, you just kind of, you figure out what you need to know. And I think the older you get and the more you play in this league, the more you understand that you don't need to know everybody's words. You don't need to know everybody's terms. You just need to know the terms that are important to you. And I think the more you understand that, the quicker you can adapt and then play in a new system.
Coach, all the changes you guys went through during training camp in the offseason, you had training camp in the offseason to implement, as evidenced by your 6-0 start. All those changes, though, that the Chiefs have gone through, has seemingly happened during the regular season, whether it's Bo, Larry Johnson, Jagodzinski, Matt Cassel, injuries.
Yep.
How difficult is that when you're going through all that during a season? You guys had July, August, and a little bit of September to work it out, and they're working it out during the most important part of the season.
I think that you never stop trying to, you know, figure out what the best combination is for you as you're, you know, each team is different. But even so, there was a lot of things we did do in the spring and in training camp. I think the Chiefs would be no different. They did a lot of things too. But at the same time, like Frank just mentioned, we had Ty Law, we had, you know, Bonnie Holiday late in training camp. You know, you always try to continue to build your team and mold it into the best possible group that you can, whether that be on the coaching staff, whether that be, you know, a veteran player that you had late, a free agent, somebody off of a practice squad. You know, DJ Johnson just got taken off our practice squad a couple weeks ago. Everybody's always trying to continue to build their roster and build the best team that you can. Some teams' timing may be different, you know, based on, you know, when they find out what they need to know. And I think the Chiefs have made some different things, some transitions here, and they're getting comfortable with those, and we're still doing the same thing with some of our players. So I think timing is unique to each organization, and whenever you think you need to make a move to try to improve your football team, you make it.
I guess I'll take an injury report signed with Frank, too.
Okay, great.
On Ryan Harris, though, I mean, you've had him on the injury report all week, his full participation. Has he moved around about what you would have thought? Better?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
How's he looking?
He looks super.
I mean,
he looks fine.
Position,
yes.
Know, that kind of injury.
He looks good, and give him credit too, because like I said, anytime you're coming off an injury, we all know that nobody's 100% healthy right now, and you know at this point in the season, you just if you're able to play and able to play without limitation, which is what we feel like Ryan's ready to do, it certainly doesn't mean you're able to play without discomfort, and I think all players at this point. In the season deserve credit for playing through things. And, you know, and we got a lot of guys that are doing that, and so does everybody else. But Ryan has looked fine, and we're looking forward to having him back out there on the field.
Will we do anything practice-wise to kind of ease back late in the year? I don't know if today's walker has anything to do with that. Like you talk about a lot of players are injured now, and you want to keep
ease pressure. Back, you mean like in general?
Yeah, I mean in general. Less pads, less time, whatever you do. I don't know what your philosophy is late in the year.
Not really. I think if your team is banged up a little bit, I think you really need to consider how much you want to go out there and hit them early in the week each week as they're trying to recover from last week's game. So that's kind of a week-to-week thing. This week, coming off of the Thanksgiving game, we had extra time, which is why we've set the schedule up the way that we did. This wouldn't happen if we had played on Sunday. So we got the opportunity to come back in here on Tuesday and then go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then have an extra day today to really make sure that we pound home all the things that we need to do.